This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a getting. And we're coming down on down through our studies. We're looking in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, a faith chapter, if you want to call it that. And we had come down to where the Israelites had passed over the Red Sea on dry land, dry-footed. And the Egyptians, thinking they could go through that same dry land, headed in there to the water. Headed in there, and the Lord turned the water loose. Oh, my friend, they passed through by faith, the Israelites did. Pharaoh had consented to let the Hebrews go. He soon repented and found out that his spies, that the Hebrews were virtually prisoners because they were facing the Red Sea. He determined to pursue them, to destroy them, if he couldn't bring them back. And we have a picture here of a mighty, brutal monarch pursuing a helpless group of slaves with a mighty armory. Now, when the Israelites beheld the Egyptians coming after them, they began to complain and murmur. We spoke much about that, how that the average individual today, and I'm talking about God's people, complaining. I hear folks right here in our assembly stand up in prayer meeting and talk about their problems and talk about those things. They don't show a thankful heart. They show a bad spirit that's not a godly spirit. My friend, if you have a warped and twisted spirit talking about this and can't keep your mouth shut and gossip, ask the Lord to break that thing. You tell me you're saved, that's fine. I'm glad you are. But my friend, act like a Christian. Act like a child of God. Do you know how a child of God acts? The Bible says he gives you a new heart. We're going to look at that in a moment. But listen, they begin to complain. They said, Moses, why didn't you just leave us alone? Why didn't you just let us serve those Egyptians? We were doing all right. And how many of you have said over the time to this ministry, Pastor, me or others, why don't you just leave us alone? Why don't you just leave me alone? Why do you continue to pray for me? You tell me you're praying for me. It embarrasses me to know you're praying for me and I'm not being saved. Listen, I can't leave you alone, folks. You're on my heart. Did you know the Lord lays you on my heart in the middle of the night? Oftentimes, old trailblazers, you know, you'd think I sleep a lot, but no, I can't. Just can't. I wake up during the night. We have mission places all over the country of Southland here. Hattiesburg, Picayune, Mobile, Arley, Alabama, San Benito, Jackson, Mississippi, and different places. And over the night, in the night's time, the Lord will wake me up, and He'll roll all of those individuals in those mission places. And you out there on my radio audience who listen to me and have told me that you're not saved, that you want to be saved, and I've corresponded with you. The Lord will bring those faces up. Bring your faces up to me during the night. Go from one mission to the other. Go from one meeting place to another. And here in our local assembly in Baton Rouge, Walker. And all of those, I can't leave you alone. How can I leave you alone if the Lord's bringing those of you up to my conscience or my faith or my whatever that I'm seeing your face in my, just like if you was here by me. But listen. You lost. That's why I can't leave you alone. If you're not saved, you're going out to a devil's hells. You're going to plunge in there where there'll be nothing but weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And I know folks getting mad when I say that. They get angry. They write me. Some of them do. Say, don't use that word hell. You know what? Satan's sitting right here on my shoulder in this little studio. And he's saying, come on, Pendarvis, kind of slow down a little bit there. And don't get so dogmatic, and you got some good givers up there somewhere, and they're going to quit giving if you don't watch it. They're going to get offended, and we've had that happen. We've had that happen, my folks. We have. We've had folks happen, take their money and go with them. But listen, my friend, if the Lord lets you go, I can't help it. If my preaching offends you, the Bible is offensive. I pray the Lord it'd be offensive. I don't want to be ugly to nobody. I don't want to be cruel or critical, no. But my friend, to be dogmatic about God's word is not being critical. The Bible tells me to preach the gospel, be instant in season and out of season, reprove and rebuke with all long suffering. You say, what does that word rebuke mean? Reprove mean? It means to call your name. You say, you call people's name? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if I knew you, where you were, and if you was shacking up, I'd call your name. I call your number first. Are you shacking up, my friend? You'd be surprised how many folks are shacking up in this world today. I read in the paper the other day what a percentage of our babies is born now where the parents are just living together like animals, like dogs and cats. Oh, my friend, and one of them gets a little something crossways, the other just picks up and leaves the children for the welfare to take care of. My friend, are you doing that? You worse than an infidel. If you're doing that, you're going to bust hell wide open if you never repent. But listen, I can't let you go. I see the path you're following. I can't let you go. I cry out to you as long as I have breath. And if you go to hell, I'll follow you there to the jaws of death until you draw your last breath. And that's what Moses did. How many are listening to me at this time saying, leave me alone. I don't want your gospel. Now, I get letters from folks occasionally. I don't want your blood and guts religion. I don't want your hellfire and damnation religion. I don't want your Bible. I don't want your Christ. Leave me alone. But I can't. I can't leave you alone. You say you won't hear me, but you will. You say I won't believe, but you will. I can't let you alone, my friend. I want to tell you, it's grace upon grace that you and I can rest upon the promises of a sovereign God. Oh, that's who. Let me give you this promise. I will give you a new heart. You want a good promise this morning? A promise? All the promises of God are good. But first, let me tell you, we have a book here by Brother Lockyer, All the Promises of God. And I'll tell you, I want to recommend it with all my heart. You buy it, All the Promises of God. I believe it's $14.50 postpaid. It'll have every promise in God, conditional promises, unconditional promises. And you buy it, and you don't appreciate it, I'll give you money back out of my pocket, and you can keep the book and give it to somebody that would appreciate it. I'd make you that promise. I will. But listen. Let me give you this promise. It's one of the promises. I will give you a new heart. That's one of God's absolute, no conditions attached. And I can stand on that promise. Lord, give them a new heart. Lord, you said you'd give them a new heart. Lord, you said you'd give them a new heart. Take away that stony heart. Give them a new heart, Lord. Give my family a new heart. Give my daughter a new heart. My grandchildren a new heart. Give my congregation a new heart. Oh, my friend, the Lord's giving away new hearts. Did you know that? You want a new heart? Listen. You come here. You call me your pastor. Would you write me and say, Pastor, I want that new heart. I want it for you. I know what it'll mean. You come here. Tell me you're an awakened sinner. What a responsibility on me. Did you know I stand between the living and the dead? I can't compromise with you. I can't cool a message off. I can't soothe it over like a soothing syrup. No, sir. Listen. I'm telling you, if you want to know the Lord, lay hold on the horns of the altar. Plead. I plead with you every day, every individual who hears this broadcast. I plead with you, every one of you who is saved, lay hold of the horns of the altar and pray for these who want to know this Lord. Pastor, listen, you who are listening there in our mission places, all you old gray-headed saints, will you just lay hold of the horns of the altar for this old gray-headed preacher, old Pastor Trailblazer? Will you do that, my friend? Will you do it? Will you just go there? Resting on that absolute promise, God's word. Another one, he said, in Hebrews 8, I will write my laws in their minds and write them in their hearts. These are promises we can rest upon. You can rest upon them, my friend. I don't care that they may say we don't have it. We won't have it. I don't want your Christ. I plead with you. Oh, I plead with you this morning. I plead with you tonight. I could call many of your name around this country. I plead with you. Lay hold of the horns of the altar for me as we plead for these people this morning by faith for your loved ones. You may not be praying for them, but I am. Now, let me call your attention to the assurance grace has wrought in the heart of Moses. Moses was a frail man of like passions, infirmities like every one of us, but there was no wavering. No doubting on his part. He said in Exodus 14:13, see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you today. See the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you today. This is the language of faith, God-given faith. Moses was not looking at the difficulties. No, he never stood there and gazed out across that Red Sea. He never looked back and saw Pharaoh's army coming and began to quiver and shake. No. All those things confronted him. He was occupied with one individual, Jehovah God, according to Exodus 14:14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Isn't it grace when a poor old sinner comes to that place where he can just trust the Lord? I'm not telling you that salvation is all fun and games, my friend. It's not pie and cake. No, sir. It's a struggle. That's why the Bible said those that persevere shall be saved. Endure to the end. Well, we have enduring faith. Someone told me you had to endure to be saved. No, that's not what he meant. He meant that people that had faith would endure. But listen. In the face of Jehovah God, all difficulties will disappear. As I stand here this morning behind this microphone, as I sit here, I'm in his presence. All the difficulties of life flee from me. I know what he can do. I know that he can give you a new heart. I know that he can make a new creature out of you. I know that he has the key to your heart and your mind. I know that. That's why I said earlier that the Lord knows what you're thinking. The Lord knows if you want to be saved. The Lord knows if you're playing around with your soul. The Lord knows if you're shacking up. The Lord knows those things, my friend. But the Lord is still holding out. You remember the story there in Queen Esther? Her uncle told her she had to go in and speak to the king. And she knew she couldn't go without he asked for her. So she asked him to proclaim a fast for 3 days. And then she did and they did. All of those Jews did. And she went in that morning to see the king, put on her best clothes and all of her finery, and walked into his room. She knew it meant death if he didn't call for her. And she walked in there, and he held out the scepter to her, meaning that you can come on in, dear. Come on in, queen. What is it you want? That's what the Lord does. He's holding out that scepter of grace at this time to you, my friend. You may be in a despondent. You may be ready to jump off a creek, jump off a cliff somewhere. Don't do that. Don't do that, my friend. You go to hell immediately if you do. But go there. Get somewhere alone. Cry unto the Lord. Lord, save me. Lord, show me that you died for me. Lord, intercede for me. Believer, you can do that. You having all kind of trials and trouble with those children, that wayward girl, that wayward boy, those grandchildren who have disgraced the family. Oh, my friend, you can ask the Lord for them. You can ask the Lord for them day in and day out. I wish you would. I wish you'd sit down and write me a long letter, folks, and tell me what's on your heart. Are you concerned about your family? Are you? Are you concerned about your children, your grandchildren? Sit down and tell the old trailblazer what's on your heart so I can be praying for you. And if you would, I appreciate it. And help me with the broadcast a little if you can. Summer months is on us now. Offerings always slack off in the summer. Seem like folks take the money and go to the beach with it. Some of our folks do. And don't do that. Don't do that, my friend. But ask you to pray for me. And then remember my mailing address. It's the old trailblazer. Post office box 1810 Walker, Louisiana 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye and God bless you. Till next time.